The Nanticoke Indians. Captain John Smith came up the Nanticoke River in 1608. The earliest inhabitants of this area were the Nanticoke Indians. John Smith credited these Indians with showing him how to cook and eat oysters, clams, and crabs. Little is left to represent their time and culture. Historical records show that the area was then known as Indian Landing. The museum's Indian was officially named by the local Nanticoke Indian tribe. His name is Quiet Hunter. The black bear in the case is a more recent addition. Even though we no longer have bears in this area, there were many during the colonial period. In the case across from the Nanticoke Indian display, note the shells used as money and the points commonly but incorrectly called arrowheads. The points and stone tools that can still be found along the Nanticoke River. On the bottom shelf, there are larger implements which Nanticokes were able to use for tools for jobs such as grinding corn. To the left of the exhibit case is a large wooden mortar found near the river in a field out past Woodland.